Rebel commanders say one of their key objectives is the city of Zawiya. It's the site of a major oil refinery near the coast. For some of the rebels, the battle for Zawiya is about much more than a refinery. The rebel force includes people who were chased out of the city by Gaddafi's forces and some who have come a much longer distance to fight. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro gathered this story today from the rebel front lines.
In the boiling sun at a dusty concrete factory that is littered with shrapnel, members of the Zawiya Brigade are holding the line.
So I'm standing about 2.5 kilometers away from the Gaddafi front lines. This is the last position that the rebels hold on the road to Zawiya, and they are getting grad rocketed every day. Yesterday, 3 of the rebel fighters were injured, but this conflict, at least on this end, is at a stalemate.
For now, neither side is advancing. Mustafa Ismail sits in the shade. His face is lacquered in sweat. When asked what he's doing here, he makes a throat-slitting gesture, saying he wants to kill Gaddafi. Ismail belongs to the Zawiya Brigade, as it's called here. Zawiya was one of the first cities to rise up against the Libyan regime, but because it's located so close to Tripoli, the rebellion there was brutally crushed. Many who fought there ended up fleeing for their lives. Some of them made it to the Western Mountains, and about 300 to 400 have formed a fighting force focused on getting their city back. They man this final rebel position near the town of Bir al-Ghanam, about 30 miles into the desert from coastal Zawiya. It wasn't an organized thing, he says. We all just ended up in the mountains here and formed this group. Expat Libyans have also joined them. A father and son have traveled from Pittsburgh in order to fight. At the Zawiya Brigade's base in Zintan, basically a house where they can sleep and get a shower away from the front, the pair have just returned from training. Malik Ishnuk is 21. He's wearing a baseball cap and military fatigues. He's a chemical engineering student.
It wasn't really much of a decision. As soon as there became it's summertime and we saw that the situation's going to be a long war possibly and there's still something we can do to help, we said we're going to go.
Malik's father, Mabruk, originally hails from Zawiya. He left when he was 18, eventually settling in the U.S. and marrying there. He became an imam and taught Islam in state penitentiaries in Pennsylvania. He got a real estate business going. 6 of the brothers he left behind, though, still lived in Zawiya. And when the uprising happened, they all took part in the fighting. About 2 weeks into the rebellion, Mabruk received a call from Libya with terrible news. One of his brother's sons had been killed.
And it was really the truth. It was just like a dream. It's not true for a long time.
Then another brother and his sons were arrested. The rest of the men in Mabruk's family fled Zawiya. Malik says the death of his cousin, who was his age, hit him hard. They had become close after Malik spent the summer in Libya a few years ago. At the time, he wasn't impressed with Libyan youth.
I thought they were like bums. They stay in the streets, they smoke, they put gel in their hair, and that's all they care about. And so I didn't know that they had it in their hearts to stand up and be brave and, you know, risk their lives and stand up for a just cause like this.
After the death of Malik's cousin, the family convened in Pittsburgh. There were discussions over weeks about who would go to fight in Libya. All the children, Mabruk says, wanted to come.
I said, well, I'm like a judge. The one who proves this case, we're gonna decide it, and we have to be approval by the family.
In the end, Malik, as the middle son, was allowed to go with his father. They bought equipment, flak jackets, a satellite phone. It was all confiscated in Tunisia. They've been here for about 5 days, and Malik is having trouble understanding and speaking Arabic. He misses having an internet connection. Mabruk is worried about his family at home. But they say they will stay on and fight.
If I can help participate and fight in Free Zawiya, I would be very happy to do that. That would be a dream come true, yeah.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News in the Western Mountains.